for it by name.
In case you're wondering, we did hit 100 degrees at the airport today. A shower out that way cooled it off. And our heat index maxed out at 113.
It is hot out there.
Well, it still is, yeah. I'm not saying, hey, but tomorrow we got the front coming through. We should be at least reasonable by the end of the week.
I was just outside. It's, whew.
This gentleman called as we were going into the break, so we'll put him on now to speak his piece. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm on.
Yeah, I was going to ask about, so you hadn't heard anything about Tucker Carlson being suspended?
Yeah, he says he saw something somewhere that Tucker Carlson was suspended and being replaced by Donna Brazile. I have not seen that anywhere. But
I saw that he was suspended, and then there was speculation that Donna Brazile might take his place while during the suspension.
I think Fox would deeply, deeply regret that. I think that would be maybe the dumbest move in history. Just because
it would just be CNN news, instead of Fox News.
Well, it's going in that direction anyway. Have you heard Shepard Smith? Good Lord.
I'm not seeing anything that backs it up, man.
I had two more things I'd like to comment on, and then I'll hang up and just let you guys, talk about it.
Okay.
With The Hunt, I know you weren't very pleased with the idea of the movie, so are you pleased that it was canceled?
My point on the movie was this. This is how ugly and mentally depraved Hollywood is. They have the money to spend $18 million to produce a film that's about hunting Trump voters down.
Yeah.
Just take a step back from that
and
realize what a breathtaking display of hatred that is.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, from what I saw, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I just said they obviously have no shame, but they're too close to their own depravity to call it out.
They'll cry about, I actually wanted to see the movie because from what it looked like to me, it was people, if anything, the issue that I had with it is it looked like, oh, it's another movie where they've got a woman, a strong female character being the only character that can get anything done. All the men are a bunch of bumbling idiots and the women are the strong ones.
That's the way everything is in Hollywood today.
But, my thing is capitalism, that's part of capitalism. If you don't like it, don't pay to go see it. If you want to see it, go see it. I don't think they should cancel.
Well, I think the real motive for delaying it were the mass shootings because they don't want...
And that was another thing. I'm sorry. I interrupted
you. No. The same people that want to confiscate our guns, which is what Elizabeth Warren and the rest want to do, it would be very hard to make that case when there's a movie out there that's encouraging liberals to go out and shoot conservatives.
Also, knowing how those movies work, I wouldn't be surprised if the movie ever sees the light of day that the deplorables win.
I agree. I think Joey made the point I was going to make, and I'm not saying that because you're smarter than I am.
Well, I'm not.
And then the other thing, guys, I appreciate your comments on that. The other thing was I follow a guy on YouTube, Tim Pool, and he's more of a centrist or whatever. He's more of a libertarian like Joey. He put out a video saying to us.
I would say he's center left, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about Tim Pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a video saying that Nadler had started formal impeachment proceedings. Tried to push the paperwork or something like that was what I understood from it.
That's what Nadler said, but you got to have a vote in the House before you can initiate impeachment proceedings.
My question is, are they just going to keep screaming things like hands up, don't shoot, and that's now become true. It wasn't true, but it has become true because so many people have on CNN have said so.
That's the Osama-Lisky tactic, is to make the biggest lie you can and keep repeating it.
Yeah, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe. So here's my thing.
Go ahead.
Are they going to say that Trump had Epstein killed, and that's how they're going to try and get him impeached?
He
orchestrated the murder of a man?
Trump threw Epstein off his property, I think it was 19 years ago. There's nothing there. This whole Trump...
And I know there's nothing there, but are they still going to just try and... no pun intended, trump up charges on him and say, oh, yeah, it was him. There's no doubt. There's no doubt he did it.
Yeah, it's like Mueller. You know what? It's hard. Mentally ill people are hard to predict. They can be very
they'll do that if they want to get Trump reelected.
Yeah, go ahead. Right. That's what I say. That, make our day.
Because so. even Skeletor said that was a bad idea to try impeaching him, Nancy Pelosi.
I really think what these people need is more masturbation or something that will relieve these growing tensions inside. Thank you for the call, guy. I appreciate it. Call again.
Sounds like a good policy, actually.
It is. This is all exhausting. Every day, and they just keep doubling down on stupid. And people aren't stupid. And it's great to see that there are many Hispanics, and I hate that term because it really does, you can't, there's just so many different Hispanic cultures that putting them into one group is insulting. It really is. And they would be insulted. Somebody gave me the whole layout in South Florida because you have so many different groups down there, but some really despise each other. So the last thing they're going to do is vote as a bloc. And it's very encouraging to see Trump saying, hey, Baltimore, see what's going on here? You have the highest murder rate. Orkin says you have the number one rat infestation problem in America. And you've elected Elijah Cummings to office 16 times, and he hasn't done anything for you. So why not reconsider? Why not consider a different path to get out of this cycle of devastation? The question is, how do you fix that? Look at Detroit. They bulldozed neighborhoods. Let's do some urban farming. I don't know. In Chicago, a lot of folks are, the whole process of that city was, I work downtown, but I live on the edges of the city, the fringe of the city. Mm-hmm. And then that got bad. So now they filled up the suburbs, and now the suburbs are filled, and now they're going so far west they're almost in Iowa, and nobody wants to commute 2 hours by train each way to work, but some do. It's crazy.
I mean, you solve a lot of those problems by getting the government out of the way and letting entrepreneurs do what they can do. I mean, at the simplest end, I don't mean like big corporations coming in and like.
No, you're right.
I mean, local people there in Detroit, for instance, who have an idea, get out of their way. Let those successful people keep doing what they're doing.
I always thought Oprah did a great thing. She took over this old abandoned warehouse facility and built her TV empire in it. It's right next to the Dan Ryan Expressway, which cuts through some of the worst parts of Chicago. It's right off the expressway exit, and by having it there, areas around that, you make the investment there, and it didn't transform that whole area, but it made it better.
Yes.
And the biggest problem in Chicago, which has been run by Democrats all this time, is the regulation issue, because you not only have, 8 zillion things, you also have about 800 people whose palm you got to grease before they'll move on what it is you need to invest in a particular area. It is, without question, the most corrupt city in America. But I think they're all that way. At some level, it's all about money.
Yeah, Chicago, maybe New Orleans. There's certain, maybe Newark, New Jersey. There's certain places that give Chicago run for its money, but I'm not going to fight you on that, especially given that you're from there. You know how it works. Probably hasn't changed much. Except there's not as much of an iron fist.
So what should I do? Should I bail out of Twitter now, too? I don't have that many followers.
It's up to you. I barely use Twitter.
Nobody ever...
I'm not as active on social media as I once was, really. It's
a
waste of time.
David's sending me a Facebook friend request.
Okay.
So we can communicate more directly. What's this? Chrisley knows. I don't even know who that is. Todd Chrisley, does that name ring a bell to you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Off-duty NYPD officer dies of self-inflicted gunshot, becomes eighth city cop to die by suicide this year. That's New York, where the mayor hates the police. And so do the others in his administration. It is a cesspool. Days like this, if your AC conks out, if your system has finally had enough, You need somebody who can come in and fix it. Clark's Club members never have to worry about that. They call 277-2125 and somebody's on the way. This has been it hasn't been as bad as 2007, heat-wise, but it's still been a tough summer, and we got plenty of heat left to go. With a Clark's Club membership, you not only get two annual tune-ups in front of each weather change, they come out immediately and help you get through the rest of the summer, then come back in the fall and make sure that your heating system is running smoothly, does not need any repairs. The key skill they have is to see something and fix it before it develops into a much bigger and more expensive problem, or even a system replacement. You get a discount on parts and labor as a Clark's Club member, and the guarantee of urgent care service. When it goes out in this kind of weather, you don't want to hear about tomorrow. You want to hear how many minutes, hours, whatever. Clark's dispatches people immediately. The Swami, AC went out at 4, fixed by 5. That's what you want. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Amazing plumbers, too. They got you covered on the infrastructure of your home and your family's comfort. Alabama certification number 99004, and visit clarkcomfort.com. Traffic and news and weather.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Rolling on into the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Southern Boulevard at Wallace Drive. We also have a crash at Edgemont and Mobile Highway, and on the Atlanta Highway in front of MAPCO up in the Prattville area. We have a crash on US 31. It is between County Road 85 and the interstate, so be careful up in that area. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you look your best this school year. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Profession Ale and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Dadeville Police Department seized nearly 30 dogs, cats, ducks, pigs, ferrets, and birds from a home on Village Street Monday afternoon. They received an animal neglect call Sunday. Four adults were arrested on animal cruelty, charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and two counts of cruelty to animals. Plus, Alabama's commission is looking into laws concerning medical marijuana for the first time this morning. The Medical Cannabis Study Commission is tasked with recommending legislation to be considered in the 2020 legislative session. And with fall-like temperatures reaching triple digits, some parents are concerned. Several students either walk or ride the bus to school with no air conditioning. Find out how you can combat the summer heat. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Transparent, The Mindy Project, Narcos, now there's Jessica Jones, and you haven't even watched Daredevil yet. So much stuff to stream, so little time to watch, it's stressful. Introducing Fizzle. Unlike Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or Crackle, Fizzle streams nothing but crap, so there's no pressure to watch.
When I joined Fizzle, I thought, ugh, more shows the millennials at work will be talking about that I can't relate to. Then I saw the lineup and I was like, no, this is awful.
Shows like According to Jim, Jerry Springer, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, True Detective Season 2, and the WNBA, all on Fizzle.
Their movies star Rob Schneider. Their TV shows star Breckenmeyer. No chance I'm watching that.
And don't forget Fizzle's original programming, like 2½ Phlegm, America's Got Scabies, Friday Night Shiites, and Real Housewives of Toledo.
Thanks, Fizzle. Without you, I would have spent that $40 a month on something dumb, like a gym membership.
Fizzle. You stream. We suck. Wait, that didn't sound right.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Who needs A1-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Our rocket scientist of the day is coming up. The best things in life
are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32, Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited, too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have 6 little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are fine. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
I'm gonna do it. Let's roll call. A little nothing from nothing on a super hot day.
Nothing from nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
You gotta have something.
Screw off.
If you wanna be with me.
It's unbelievable.
your tongue?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What a bunch of crap.
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that minus is too low to see.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Sorry.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
And I'm not stopping.
You're so naughty.
Believe you me.
Step out of it.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Oh, my God.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Minnie, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
You only have frosty pajamas.
My stories suck.
I'll have what she's had.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Do it again. I like it.
You gotta have something.
Why is that?
That finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Good grief.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Now, wait a minute.
Something, girl. Wanna be with me.
You already have your face squinched up like you ate something sour.
Well, right out of the gate, you dropped the ball on the Ace Ventura drop.
Yes, I did.
The full drop is
your point.
Do not go in there. All I heard was, do not, and you looked up at me.
How do you know that wasn't the way I intended?
Because you looked up at me.
Yeah,
like you had made a mistake. It was like, you know, I walk into the house and there's a torn up roll of paper towels and the dog's looking like guilty as hell. That was the look you gave me. Then I also heard,
hold it.
I also heard All Hail Jay start.
You did?
But it stopped.
I didn't think anybody heard that.
That was a premature moment, I suppose. Got
yes,
a little excited.
And I have no history of that.
No, good.
You've been sitting here a long time.
No, then. And this is why I was surprised. But you did paint an interesting picture with the audio there. I'm going to give you a 9.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I would have scored myself a little bit lower.
Oh, frankly. Really? What would that be?
9192.
Okay.
Look, we haven't roll called in a long time, and you know what? We either got to get consistent with it or bury it, because we have people. You know, my Facebook following has grown, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
a lot of people that are remain. I have any idea why we do that? It's just an exercise in nimbility. Nimbility is nimbleness, except when you have the ability to be nimble. That's nimbility.
Look at you making new words.
Look it up. Nimbility.
Nimbility. I like it. Though.
It's in the dictionary. The
is
most
it?
Recent ones, anyway.
Is it? Yeah.
Like dictionaries that were printed in the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your roll call was really lit, Greg.
Lit?
Yeah, it was lit.
What does that mean?
On fire.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad about that.
Good. In middle agreed.
So anyway, I went out thunderstorm hunting during the last break to see if there was anything...
Mm-hmm. Coming our way.
It looks like it might. I'll tell you, if any rain fell on the Thinking Stoop, you would see steam.
Yeah, it is crazy out there how hot it is.
This is an interesting. We were talking about Kamala Harris before. She's had a rough day. She criticized Mike Pence for something that she had no business criticizing him for, and a lot of women came to his defense. Yeah, it's like they're just. It's like they're punching at everything, hoping they'll hit something. Her claim about Mike Pence, the interview explained that Biden said he was a decent guy, Warren said he was not an honorable person, and said, I disagree with most of what the vice president stands for when he makes decisions about our LGBT community in a way that doesn't understand that they should be entitled to full equality and all rights under the law. I don't think anybody's into discrimination. But you see, discrimination over skin color is obvious. Because you can't hide that. It's not a matter of whether or not your skin color is your business. I suppose at some level it is. But if somebody's being ugly with you because of that, that's wrong. I think we're all there. I really do. But why do I have to need to know what your sexual preferences are? There's no need to know that. It's not legal in the workplace to make a, you know, some of the stuff I saw in this business. And this business is probably one of the worst.
I mean, if you don't know, how do I know whether or not to make a pass at you?
Well, the fact is...
So stupid.
I know. The number one reason people meet is through work. Whether they work under the same roof or they're out selling or doing something else, they bump into somebody, things happen. But I don't need anybody to wear their sexual preference on their sleeve. If you don't, I can't discriminate against you, can I?
Doesn't really bother me. As long as it's not, yeah, in my
face. I'm tired of lists coming out every year. Well, this network wasn't gay enough, and this, we need more character. And no, we don't. Why did we had the story last week. Who is it that's going to be? Catwoman? Batwoman? Somebody?
Batwoman, yeah. I assumed it was Catwoman who was the lesbian, but, you know, there I go assuming things, getting it wrong.
We always figured Superman was straight because he had this thing with Lois Lane.
Yeah, but it was a will-they-won't-they kind of thing, right? Well, except for the Zack Snyder version. That was a pretty hot and heavy bathtub scene.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of powers did he have in the bathtub?
I don't know. They did the fade to the classic movie fade to black thing.
Oh, one of those.
After they kind of stripped down and get in the bathtub together. But it's like you could read between the lines. Man of Steel, indeed.
But in the comic book genre, it's never been about that. Why does it have to be? Why do they think people are going to go to this movie because Batwoman is a lesbian?
Some people will.
I have a feeling that by making such a big fuss out of it, it may some people would say, I don't need a lecture in political correctness. I'll pass on Batwoman.
Here's the thing. With the movie The Hunt, with so many other movies.
Yes.
Captain Marvel comes to mind. Like, for instance, before Captain Marvel came out in theaters.
Yes.
There's all this talk of it's this great feminist moment in movie. And then there is a reaction to that. Oh, I don't want identity politics in my Marvel movies.
Right.
And then I go see the movie. There's some, like, girl power moments, but it's not, like, some big feminist anthem, whatever. It's just, like, too many movies, before they even come out, they're put in some political camp, like, playing the identity politics card. I'm like, just leave the movies alone. And I'm not saying the movie studios aren't to blame for this. They play this card.
Yes.
The different directors and actors will play that card in interviews and junkets. You know, for the upcoming film.
Here's the thing. We're getting this lecture on morality from Hollywood. What did we find out in the last couple of years? Harvey Weinstein and the whole cabal of perverts. And the
casting couch, yeah.
Worse than ever.
Well, Greg, I guess what I'm learning in this country is if you want to pay a young woman for sex, you pay her money directly. She needs to be over 18, and you need to have the deed done on camera. And it'll be very popular, like top 10 websites popular.
Yeah.
It's just a weird time.
It really is. But I think most people, you know, the shock value of this stuff is long gone. So stop. It's just stop with the agens provocatorum approach to all of these issues. People just want to live their lives, and they don't need you interfering.
I think more people need to get back in their own groove. What's the story?
This is involving Kamala, who always looks like, honest to God, and I'm not trying to be sexist or relaunch the war on women, but she always looks like she just got, you know? I mean, really. The hair is in disarray. The look on her face.
It's one of my favorite looks.
Well,
you don't like that look?
Not on the same person every day. you can excuse that once in a while, but that's her. She wears that.
The thing I've noticed about her is she's too... She plays the over-earnest card too much. Like, we're going to do this and this and this because it means something to this. Like, she just... It's a little too over the top for me. It's not...
So she went to visit a senior center,
mm-hmm.
and one of the residents said, leave our health care alone.
Yeah.
You've done enough damage. Leave it alone. So good. When you're the age that this woman in this story appears to be, you know what happens? You really stop caring who you're saying it to and what they think because you've lived your life. 432 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Homes that are having energy efficient days today, no matter, and with 113, that was the heat index that Rich Thomas reported. The homes that are going to have the lowest electric bills are the homes that are insulated with Masterfoam. It's a styrofoam insulation that could be applied to an existing home, and certainly if you're building one, you'd want this because it'll make that house perpetually at about a 50% savings on energy to keep it cool and warm. It's styrofoam. Simple demonstration. Try it at home. Get a styrofoam cup and a paper cup or a glass cup. Pour liquid the same temperature into both and see how long you can hold it. And you realize styrofoam is the ultimate insulator. So it keeps the heat on days like this outside, along with the humidity, and humidity can't penetrate styrofoam either. Therefore, your attic temperature, instead of being 130 or 140 on a day like this, will be around 80, maybe a little higher. That means the areas underneath the attic will not require nearly as much effort to cool. That means for you, lowered electric costs. So this is a product that pays for itself. Call Wade Cannon at Masterfoam to find out if your house can be equipped with this amazing insulation and you can start saving money because this will pay for itself. Save about a third per month on an existing home and half on a home you're having built. 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, or visit master-foam.com online. 433.
Brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 4 o'clock hour, and we still see some accidents slowing traffic down. Atlanta Highway in front of MAPCO. Police are still working an accident there. Also on the Southern Boulevard at Wallace Drive. And up in Prattville, there is an accident between County Road 85 and the interstate, so be careful up there. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving along pretty well this afternoon. It's still crowded around the traffic lights. The interstates are both at a speed limit right, and we don't have any big troubles on the 31s. Let's be careful this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
This just in from CNN. Fredo is now an ethnic slur. Fredo is now an ethnic slur. This just in.
We should ask our boss.
Fredo Pestricelli?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give him a buzz.
Oh, wow. That's so ridiculous.
It is. And Cuomo says that being called Fredo, get ready for this. I'll even give you a little drum roll build up on this one. Cuomo says that calling him Fredo is equal to calling an African-American by the N-word.
No, it's not. You know why? Because when he reported and when you just said it and when I said it, we said Fredo. We didn't say the actual N-word.
Right.
There's a difference.
Yeah. This is a guy. So here's the deal. I can guarantee you that if anybody on Fox had behaved that way in public the way Cuomo did to a Trump supporter, and why is it that just the fact that guy supports Trump, Cuomo goes nuts? I don't recall that happening like that when under those 8 miserable years of Obama, and it was bad enough the first 4. When we reelected him, that morning was very, very depressing. I mean, I was like, oh man, I can't believe we did this. We have nothing to show for the first 4 years and we're giving him 4 more. But I didn't start screaming at the sky or put on a vagina hat or do any of the insane stuff we have seen. Nobody was hollering because you would have been locked up immediately. Let's blow up the White House, like Madonna said. They don't know how to behave. They cannot manage their emotions. They are infants. They are the emotional equivalent of babies. Just nuts. Local news at 4:36.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama's commission is looking into laws concerning medical marijuana for the first time this morning. The Medical Cannabis Study Commission is tasked with recommending legislation to be considered in the 2020 legislative session. Plus, the Dadeville Police Department seized nearly 30 dogs, cats, ducks, pigs, ferrets, and birds from a home on Village Street Monday afternoon. They received an animal neglect call Sunday. Four adults were arrested on animal cruelty charges, charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and two counts of cruelty to animals. And with fall-like temperatures reaching triple digits, some parents are concerned. Several students either walk or ride the bus to school with no air conditioning. Find out how you can combat the summer heat. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
You were saying about Fredo?
The funny thing about, Fredo is when Cuomo was called Fredo.
Yes.
He acted in a almost hysterical, angry, and threatened violence in an ineffectual way that nobody really believed he'd back up, which kind of sounds like Fredo.
Joe, you've helped me make an important decision here. An important decision.
Hmm.
And it's this one.
3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Well, we in fact had one this morning, and it's a woman who started a crowdfunding page for her new butt.
Her new butt?
She said she needed one.
I really, really need a new bum, and I'm out of work, and I can't pay for it myself, and I so need this new bum. I need it for my mental health. I need it for my self-esteem, and yeah, this is something I need doing so bad. So I'm relying on you. I know how much you support me. I know how much you love me, so I'm sure it won't be a problem. If you could just donate, and I could get this bum surgery done as soon as possible.
No. I am looking at the crowdfunding page to see what the latest... Well, there's a lot of comments there, but how much money?
Only 12 euros.
12 euros.
It's like 20 bucks.
Yeah, it was 12 this morning, so...
She doesn't... Wait, if you want a new butt, lady, go do deadlifts, go do squats, single leg, squats.
She's already ripped off the universal healthcare system in England for a new nose.
Seriously, get in the weight room and do some hip thrusters, all right? Give it a year. You'll have a great butt.
Learn how to pick up a pencil off the ground by squatting. You can do it if you try.
You can.
If I can do it, anybody
can.
I'm
working on it. I'm going to have the best backside of the business, Budell. You better watch it.
He makes it sometimes so difficult.
I just love saying crap like that.
But we're gonna make. I think Cuomo has lapped the field with this Fredo thing today. That Fredo,
it's ridiculous,
is the new N-word for people of Italian descent. Honest to God, you're just a moron, and nobody watches you. In fact, Rush Limbaugh had a field day with this thing today. He's got 30 million more listeners than you have viewers, you douchebag.
No, I think we really do need the buttery one to record an editorial comment. He doesn't do these, I don't think, ever. But I think this is such an important issue for Italian Americans that he should address it.
There was a time, and some movies touch on this. The Irish were treated worse than anybody, including slaves.
Yeah.
When they, during the potato famine, they were treated like they were confined. Every group, if you go back and do the historical searches, there has been slavery, there has been abuse of, one group or another.
Yeah.
We all know about the Holocaust and all that. These are all terrible chapters in human history. In 1970, the Italian Anti-Defamation League tried to erase the word mafia. There's a whole episode of All in the Family where Archie used the word and it backfired on him, and a guy comes to the house and says, you got to stop. That's a terrible word. That group is defunct.
No, sure.
That's what he said. Yet 3 years later, there's Rudy Giuliani breaking up what? The mafia in New York.
Have you seen the Nigel Farage clip where he refers, he's at the European Parliament, and he refers to the government as the mafia writ large, and the Italian delegation gets really pissed off at him, like there's this big rustle, like all this noise. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, I'll just say you're a bunch of mobsters writ large. The point is made.
Basically, the mob goes back to Sicily, okay?
Yeah.
It's history. Nobody's looking to insult anybody. Good Lord. Protect yourself from the mafia with technologies. Applied Security. Seriously, they've been protecting us since the day I came to work for the Blue Water Broadcasting Company. And they have been working for residences and businesses all over the river region for many years. In fact, if you're not happy with your current monitoring, they can take that over for you and supply you with cameras, whatever you need to protect yourself from burglars, from fire, and any other assorted riffraff that may want to do you harm. Cameras and security lighting, these things are, nobody wants to get recorded doing something bad. So the preventive measures they can help you take will help everybody in your business not only feel better and more secure during the day, but the owner of the business, you will feel better at night because you're protected by the best. Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, partners in this business since 1987. 279-8338 is the number. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. Rich in with the forecast. We peaked at a heat index officially at 113 this afternoon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Just got a text from Rich saying that the temperature went back up to 100 at the airport after that shower passed at 4 o'clock. The heat index, 111. So we got a long way to go before we cool down.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks closing higher after the U.S. announced it was delaying the implementation of tariffs on certain goods imported from China. The news sending investors into a buying mode. Shares of toy makers like Mattel and Hasbro closing higher on the news as the toy industry gets a Christmas present earlier by being spared from the latest round of tariffs for now. The 10% tariff will now get pushed back until December 15th, which is beyond the time most of the toys that would be sold during the key holiday period arrive in the U.S., with the Dow rising 382 points, the Nasdaq up 153, S&P 500 up 42. And a nice perk for some Chipotle workers, the Mexican casual chain announcing that over 2,600 staffers from its 135 restaurants qualified to earn up to an extra week of pay through a new crew bonus program. All hourly staffers who have been employed for the full quarter are eligible for the bonus as long as the teams meet sales and cash flow requirements for the period. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son, but I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
I got a pair of socks with a tiny hole, and the last sip of coffee was a little cold. When I'm staring in my closet, sick of all my clothes, and I have some decent speakers, but none are Bose. You don't know what it's like to have all these woes, cause I wish I had a slightly longer garden hose. Now I'm totally falling behind on all my shows, and I don't have HBO, so no Game of Thrones. Good cheese is too expensive, and the store brand blows. My central air worked too well, so last night I froze. Chicken wings always give me bad gas. And there's this patch in my yard where I can't grow grass. Darn it. And I don't know how to appreciate jazz or understand the success that Ryan Seacrest has. And you know, when I was in Hawaii, I got too much sun. I got first world problems like I don't enjoy rum. First world problems like this spot on my thumb. If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son. But I got first world problems like I'm all out of gum.
Hashtag!
Miracle bitch you can dance to. News Talk 93.1 FM. Happy Hour at 4:50. Greg Budell and Joey Clark. And again, breaking news from Rich Thomas.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
By the way, am I presenting this in professional fashion?
Fantastic.
Yeah, read the drop before you press the button, dumbass. that would be me, the dumbass in this case. Today was the hottest day of the summer. Oh. 101, the official high in Montgomery. Peak heat index, 114. Not a record. As I mentioned earlier, and I was just kind of doing this from memory, but 2007, on this date, we reached 104 degrees. That summer, you know, that was one of those times where I thought, well, maybe there is something to this global warming thing, because we just couldn't get out of that. And then you see the lake drying up, and there's 23 feet of air above the cracked earth at the lake under a boat dock. I think that was at Sinclair's. And
so see, I buy the idea that the climate is changing and getting warmer. I just don't buy the alarmism.
I don't think man is causing it. The people don't understand. When you fly and you look out the window and you realize how vast the sky is, on a day like this, it's as blue as it can be. In fact, we are in such good shape here. The countries that need to clean up, and that's just for pollution purposes, are China and other Asian nations and some African nations where they just don't have state-of-the-art emissions control or means of energy production. We're doing fine here. Anyway, that's the record. So if today seemed like the hottest day of the year, guess what? Rich Thomas just told me it was.
And also, I think the response to any of this, if you want to talk about renewables, is technology. So there's a natural gas plant that is completely carbon neutral that just opened up in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive stuff. I mean, and then, you know, new early development of technologies that actually can take carbon out of the air, right. CO2 out of the air. But then, you know, I would suggest folks look up the CO2 Coalition. Some of it made up of former Democrats, all sorts of different scientists, and they essentially take on the whole alarmism debate. They're like, yeah, the greenhouse gas effect is proven with CO2, but it's also really good for plants, and also given, okay, humans have put more CO2 into the atmosphere, but in terms of how much that is in addition, it's not that much. And so they essentially question the real detailed science and the alarmism over all this. And plus, the Paris Accord essentially wanted people to invest $40 trillion over 100 years in order to save $14 trillion in GDP, which doesn't seem like a good investment to me. It's not the end of the world.
It just brought me to mind a website that I want to explore called realclimatescience.com.
Yeah.
It is not settled science. In fact, any scientist who's really a scientist and doesn't have a financial interest in this scam will tell you there's no such thing as settled science. It's not science if it's settled. But, you know, we've been indoctrinating this stuff grade school on. Go back and take a look at An Inconvenient Pile of Crap by Al Gore. And all the dire predictions that were made, have any of those come to pass? No. Yesterday, we listened to that clip where they were talking about how many tons of ice have melted off Greenland. It's summer. And in September, as the sun starts to make its trek back over the equator and down to the southern hemisphere, they're having big blizzards in Australia. Did you know that? We kind of forget that the seasons down there below the equator change into winter when we're getting boiled alive up here. But critical thinking, as George Carlin said, is rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Well, I have rarely seen a business that has been such a source of help and relief to people as a CBD store. Your CBD store. When you visit Marisa and Laurie at your CBD store, you're going to find, like, you have instant friends who really know their stuff and can explain. In fact, we went there. I wonder if I can get this on my phone kind of quick. Went over to the CBD store on Saturday on our worldwide tour of great sponsors and did a little video with Marisa explaining the dog treats that we purchased and why they were going to be effective for Briscoe. And it's not just that she took the time to do it. What she said turned out to be totally true. Let's see if we can listen to a little bit of this, okay?
Okay. Hello, my name's Marisa at your CBD store of Montgomery. Your dad's picking up these awesome bacon treats for Bella, so that anytime, whether it's pain or anxiety, their storm comes up, whatever the case may be, you just give her a treat. I give him a treat daily. You can give her up to 4 a day. They're all natural human-grade products, so you could have one yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, it can help with anything from, like I said, the pain to anxiety or anything else that Bella might be experiencing.
See, I had to make, because I ordered some of that for my daughter's dog. She's had a little arthritis problem and so forth. But that, you heard the expertise in her, and she's just so terrific. And we shipped it from the CBD store. We didn't have to go anywhere, wrap it, and send it from another location. So there's that convenience as well. Your CBD store on Minnie Brown Parkway, right at the west side of the Renfro's Adams Drugs Plaza. And please tell Marisa and Laura you heard about them here. Their number, by the way, is 593-0818 for your CBD store. East, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, and thank you for being patient with me yesterday. That heat got a hold of me, man. I was lit. Not so bad today, but look, you know my day gig is doing pest control.
Yes.
And years and years and years and years ago, back in the Middle Ages, it was settled science that insects would spontaneously appear out of dead bodies. It was called spontaneous generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it discounted the whole circle of life, you know, where the eggs are laid and the maggots grow. And I know it's dinner time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, but that was settled science, and they were wrong.
Yeah, I remember... East, I'm out of time here at the top of the hour. Thanks for the call. But our teacher in, I think it was seventh grade, read us a book called Stranger Than Science. And it was all true stuff. It was about a volcano in Mexico that erupted out of a cornfield that was flat. Stories like that. And there was one about spontaneous human combustion. I still don't know if that actually happens. I mean, can you imagine me just bursting into flame?
If you were drumming for Spinal Tap, yes.
It is 4:57. We're going to take a quick look at the roads, get Fox News. Brant McDonald will join us. We have good news for the marketplace today. We'll find out what made everybody so optimistic.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic. There's a couple of accidents on the east side. We have one at Atlanta Highway and Perry Hill Road, and we see another accident. It's on Vaughn Road at Cottingham. That's near the Vaughn Road Elementary School, so be careful there. Traffic on the boulevard's building up pretty quickly. It's pretty thick between the Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road and I-85. If you're headed out of the downtown area, there's a lot of folks rolling with you. Please be careful. We'll start to see a traffic jam on I-85 here in just a few minutes around the intersection, so be careful if you're in that area. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right.